Good morning, church. It's good to be up here. I would have been up here probably a month and a half or a little longer ago to do this, but there were some things which prohibited me. What I'm talking about is I'm coming to talk with you about a trip to Bolivia. I'd been talking with Placido about going back down again this year, back in late September, early October, but it was a little early to say things. And around the 1st of December, there was just some disturbing news I started getting out of Bolivia. And I got this all together from four different independent sources. But there were a series of laws passed down there which would be going into effect over the next 18 months that, among other things, would have made it illegal. Basically, it would have been a nationalization of all the businesses. Large tracts of land could not be owned, such as farmers and ranchers would have. It was a pure socialist takeover, basically, of a country that was already socialist but had some independent philosophies going. In addition to that, it would have made other changes, such as it would have been illegal to proselyte, in other words, evangelize. If you were caught transporting someone to a church service, you would be arrested and put in jail for human trafficking. It's amazing how terminology can be twisted to make it say things it was never intended to be. This and a number of other things, people took to the streets in multiple cities across Bolivia, which was an act of bravery. There are no free speech protections in Bolivia, such as we have under the First Amendment. There is no right to peaceful and free assembly in Bolivia. They were just safe by the sheer numbers that were out there. And this was going on for weeks. There was also protesting the decision to allow the president to run again for his fourth term, even though the Constitution limits him to two. And a number of things like this had the people out in the street, not in arms, but out in the street peacefully protesting. I think it was about 3 weeks ago today, I got word from Bolivia that the president announced that those laws would be repealed. Fortunately, he tried to grab too much at once, but there's no reason that in the future these same laws regarding the limitation of evangelism couldn't come back in just by themselves. He could probably slip those through, even with the power of the Catholic Church there. So please be in prayer there. And it also shows us the importance, the urgency of the work that we're doing down there, building the training center to train indigenous nationals. And that's sort of redundant, but anyway, you get the point. In the gospel, so they can be the pastors of their own churches and be, in fact, eventually the ones that train the next generation of pastors. That's what the goal in mind is here. And so that's why I'm going down there again in June. June 9th through the 16th. I also already have two men that have said that they're going with me, that are putting in for their vacation. Tim Clark and Billy Bean are going with me, and there's some others that are considering as well. And there's plenty of time. If anybody else wants to go with us, they can. We're going to be doing some additional work there, clearing on the land, working on the building. They've already got the foundations laid, and the walls are going up. And I'll be doing some teaching to the nationals, and again, continuing to try to build the church, both physically and spiritually. So that's what's coming up this year, June 9th to the 16th. So I appreciate your prayers. Thank you.